Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. Good afternoon, and we're going to kick right off of this. Let's go straight into it. He is the writer at armedamericannews.org. He's the gun writer at his Substack website. He's also the investigative writer at Second Amendment Foundation. His name is Lee Williams. Good afternoon, sir.
Hey, Bill. How are you doing, brother?
I'm doing okay. Glad you had time to play today. I've been saying, hey, let's toss the political football.
Absolutely. Thank you for allowing me a range day yesterday.
What did you shoot?
It was all shooting while moving. Glock, my XD, and my AR. Spent the whole day with some friends who had never done any shooting while moving. So it's fun. I mean, it's always fun to see somebody try that the first time, and that's the one thing I like to work on more than anything.
Have you? I discovered something. I'm a big. Do you know who John Farnham is?
Yes.
So, John, he bought the first Glock that was ever made because he's a big Glock guy, and he has carried and worn the grip texture off. I don't know how many Glock 19s in the amount of time he's been carrying them. And I called him the other day, and I just asked him if he was still just carrying Glock. And he shocked me. Because he had both flirted with SIG P320s, but he has settled, and apparently, I haven't asked him this in a long time, he has now settled on the Shadow Systems pistols, which are basically Glock clones that are actually have a few things on them that I wish Glocks actually had, but they are... Have you ever tried those?
I have not, but I am intrigued as hell.
When you get a chance, go look at Shadow Systems pistols. I mean, I've got two. They're a little more expensive than a Glock, but they have a few more refinements than a Glock. And at the same time, they don't, like, I've got a Terran Tactical Innovations Glock that has been worked over by Terran Butler. And this falls in between those two in the price, between the stock and the Terran Butler's gun. So, anyway.
Nice.
Interesting stuff. I've got a question for you. Now,
go ahead, sir.
To be a gun writer or a gun talker or whatever, our world is largely based upon stats, studies, figures. The studies, the people that do the studies like the Lots and the Klecks and the various guys that do that kind of stuff, their method is never challenged. Well, except by the people that just want to, you know, dispute this study altogether because of what it comes up with. The stats that are always coming out. We hear about those all the time and how they're not really accurate. What do you think it's going to take? And I kind of think it's already in motion because of how many new gun owners we have. But what do you think it's going to take to break the back of the anti-gun misinformation machine? Because...
The facts
trump all the other stuff that is out there. I mean, some facts nobody ever talks about. Yeah.
I think what we as a, I hate to use the word community, but we as a group need to do more than anything is find a way to track defensive gun uses that is legitimate, national, and comprehensive. If we can get that done, if we could show how many defensive gun uses there are, because it's overwhelming. I mean, I'm talking everything from, you know, saying, hey, look, I'm armed, to a show of force, to an actual trigger pull.
Right.
You and I both know there are millions of them every year, but there's no way, and nobody's collating or collecting and collating that data. We have to do that. We have to do that ourselves and do it comprehensively and do it nationally. And I think that right there would, because you know their stats, man. I mean, we've outed the gun violence group, Gun Violence Archive, more than once. They're a joke. They'll spin any number the mainstream media wants. If they don't like, if there aren't enough mass shootings, they'll reinvent, they'll redefine them, which we caught
right.
them at.
Right.
And stray from the FBI definition so they can pump up the numbers. But I think, and I've been toying with this idea, Bill. It's really funny you should ask about it. We need to get the word out. We need to create a mechanism to collate or to collect and collate defensive gun uses because they far and away outweigh anything else.
Well, here's the thing, and you know, some of the stuff that I don't hear, I don't know if you've heard this. Did you know that since 2020, more black people, more extra black people. Now, prior to this, murder and everything was going down, right? Prior to 2020, then 2020 started the spike with the George Floyd
sure.
death. Since 2020, more black people have been killed by murder than the entirety of the time from the time of the end of the Civil War till the Civil Rights Movement began in the 60s, then more were lynched in that long period of time. In just 2 years, more black people, more extra, 3,800 extra black people have died in the last 2 years. 38 more than, and nobody's talking about that.
No.
Nobody's talking about that. All of this gun control that they want to do, I would actually extend, hey, listen, begrudgingly, I give you a little respect, if Gabby Giffords, Michael Bloomberg, go to Chicago.
Yeah.
Get out there and preach gun control in Chicago. Stop preaching it to me because, do you think people are beginning to see the difference now that we got 15 million new gun owners, and I don't know how many of them are out there saying, I thought it was easier to, it was harder to buy a stalk of celery than it was to buy a gun.
Yeah, I think the word is getting out. I think, you know, with this whole defund the police, and which led to demoralize the police, I think people are realizing that, finally, that, you know, guns are a pretty nice thing to have around when police response times are stretching into 20 or 30 minutes if you get a response at all. And you look at California now, that I think, you know, everybody's focused on the these shoplifting incidents, these robbery incidents in the stores. The thing that moved the needle in California for us are these follow-home robberies, where people who live in the right zip code and should never have this type of problem are getting followed home by bad guys and then robbed as they get out of their cars, and usually carjacked too.
Right.
I think that's hitting home. That is really moving the needle out there. Unfortunately, you know, what's available to you for self-defense in California, folks, ain't a lot.
Nah. California is no longer the place you got to be. It's not like it was with the Beverly Hillbillies, without a doubt. And I just saw, as we were coming to the show, I just saw that they're going to charge the guy that attacked Chappelle on stage with a fake gun with a deployable knife on it. They're going to charge him with a misdemeanor. They're not going to charge him with a felony.
I would, you know, under different circumstances, I've seen that weapon. It looks like a 9mm.
Yeah.
And it had a knife blade on it. The right person might have used deadly force if they see that coming at them.
Well, I mean, that's...
charge him with a misdemeanor? That's a joke.
Well, that's coming out of Gascon's L.A.
Oh, yeah.
It's coming out of Gascon's L.A. And, I mean, you know, Musk was in the front row. Jay-Z and Beyonce was in the front row. There was a lot of big names in the front row. But he attacked Chappelle. But, I mean, we'll expand on that. One place you can go to find Lee's work is armedamericannews.org. He and Mark Walters founded that together. He is the writer, and primarily that means he's the guy there because it's all about the blog. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Lancaster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American Made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At CNH Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, CNH Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. CNH Precision. Welcome to the Boom Squad.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. Talking to writer Lee Williams. He is the gun writer at Substack. He is at Armed American News. He does a lot of stuff for the Second Amendment Foundation. Another question. I don't know if you've written about this or not. I'm just curious about this. What were your thoughts when you saw the Roe versus Wade leak come out, and the first thing everybody wanted to do was riot and burn things down? What were your thoughts on that when you saw that?
First, they were selfish thing. I thought, am I glad that I'm armed, and that foolishness is probably going to hit Florida, and so far it hasn't yet. I thought the time suspect, they want to get left riled up. As somebody who's always been very hot and cold, as a former journalist, my living was trying to get secret documents and leaks and develop sources. But man, I got to tell you, the Supreme Court, that blows it away. Somebody's going to lose their livelihood and probably be a guest of the government for a while. But my overall thoughts are, the way the court put this, I'm not sure how they're going to, very conservatively, I think that bodes well for some of the big case that's before them now, New York State Rifle and Pistol.
Right.
But here's the problem. This thing was from February. The leaked opinion, for lack of a better word. We don't know what the current status of that is. We're never sure how these justices have their back and forth that they have before they reach a decision. So, I mean, this whole thing is moot. They could very well decide not to do what that opinion says. Because, I mean, supposedly the discussions were held in December, and this thing was leaked in February. The bottom line to me is it shows how far the league is willing to go anything they care about. And that's what, I mean, leaking a Supreme Court opinion or draft opinion, that's unbelievable.
I since Musk bought Twitter, I've started using Twitter a little bit. So I have.
That's great.
I may have 10 followers. So I tweeted out there. I said, you don't think that's actually going to be free to go out there and do all of this stuff to burn down the system? You don't think that's going to be free, do you? And I was doing that to be provocative, and then I realized, but I have 10 followers. But the thing about this is, I've always said that one of these days, one of these rioting groups is going to come around the corner, and they're going to be in the wrong city.
Yeah.
And a bunch of veterans will have gotten together. They won't be Oath Keepers or nothing else, but they will know how to tool up, and they will be tooled up. There'll be 6 or 7 of them standing in the street when the 500 of them come around the corner. And they're going to just stand there and look at them. And if they keep coming, then it's going to get bad. It's going to get bloody, because defaulting to violence is not the same thing as being really well schooled in violence. Anybody
out
there?
I couldn't agree more.
Yeah,
agree more.
I'm just waiting to see if that actually plays out. I mean, Pipe Hitters Union, they made a poster called Not Today Antifa a while back. And they got all kinds of interviews over that, because it was basically 4 or 5 guys tooled up, plate carriers, guns, facing a mob of Antifa. And the caption was, Not Today Antifa. And
the thing that gets me here is they just doxed the names and addresses of all of the conservative justices. And some website that is probably funded by the left put them out and said they're having a walk-by. They want you to walk by these justices' residence. That's going to last about 2 minutes, and then it's going to turn real ugly. And they're going to find out the hard way that these justices are secured by the U.S. Marshals Service, who are very well tooled up, especially in a situation like this. And that's going to get ugly if they think that they dock Supreme Court justices and go push them around. These are very well-protected people, as they should be. And I hope they don't try and push that, because they're not going to play around.
Well, I mean, I'm not one. I don't want things to get violent, because I'm worried about what happens after the violence. I understand that that's going to be quite dicey. But by the same token, these guys that keep advocating for this, do they Have they never seen the lessons of the Korean shopkeepers in L.A. Yep. when, you know, little Korea was basically an island of non-burned down rioted buildings in a sea of ashes? After that, they didn't learn that lesson. They haven't. And I mean, for the most part, Antifa violence is concentrated in a very few cities. Portland, Seattle. What other ones you know about that I didn't mention?
Exactly where you'd expect. San Francisco, L.A. I mean, Portland, they're nuts there. They're prowling around looking for problems, right. Looking to create problems. But, yeah, I mean, we had a very small dose here of Bradenton, Florida, which is about 10 minutes north of Sarasota. They took down a Confederate monument, and there were some protests before they did that. And a couple of the Antifa guys got arrested for different charges. And they had backpacks. They were wearing body armor. They had backpacks full of hammers and bottles of sour milk and bottles of urine and feces. I mean, these guys are disgusting. That's the only brush we've had with them down here in Southwest Florida. I think they know this is not Antifa-friendly area for them.
Yeah, yeah.
I hope they keep that in mind.
Yeah, yeah. My, you know, if I saw that come out, I would consider that a bio attack.
Oh, yeah.
And,
oh, yeah.
Okay, well, I didn't bring any of that to fight fair. I guess I'm going to have to use AR-15.
Yep.
That's all I got to use. I'm sorry. Yep. But beyond that, anyway. We are, let's see, we're about to head into the next break. Lee. Lee is known as the gun writer. What's the Substack website that you put where everything starts?
It is gunwriter.substack.com.
There you can find a vast archive of stuff that he has written over the past little bit, all still poignant and relevant today. And in addition to this, he's also affiliated with the Second Amendment Foundation, which is, I consider, the most effective gun rights organization today. And Armed American News, where right now, well, we'll talk about that when we get back, just for the giggles. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high quality distance education using time tested materials and hands on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to MGS.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
It's not clear how many people are still in the Ukrainian region of Mariupol. A United Nations official says gathering information about the situation is extremely challenging. The Ukrainian president said on Wednesday over 300 people have been evacuated from the area. Senators are shining another spotlight on immigration and border security.
About 1 million people came to the border unlawfully and were admitted into the United States. This year, so far, 2022, it's unprecedented. So it's not a 15-year high, it's an historic high.
During a hearing, Ohio Republican Senator Rob Portman saying the situation at the southwest border is clearly a crisis. AAA reporting the national average for the price of regular gasoline is up 2 cents today to $4.27 a gallon. This is USA Radio News. The WHO is releasing a report on coronavirus.
The World Health Organization reported Thursday that it estimates about 15 million people around the world died directly or indirectly from the coronavirus pandemic. That figure is double the more than 6 million that officially died from COVID-19. It should be noted determining exactly how many people have died as a result or indirectly of the pandemic has been difficult. The agency said 84% of the excess deaths were concentrated in Southeast Asia, Europe, and the Americas. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The Los Angeles County DA is declining to prosecute the man who allegedly attacked comedian Dave Chappelle. DA George Gascon is sending the case to the LA City Attorney for possible misdemeanor charges. The suspect is behind bars after tackling the comedian on Tuesday night. The man was reportedly armed with a knife. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life
from the Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. Speaking with Lee Williams, the gun writer, I want to ask you a question. Originally I asked you, what do we got to do to flip the switch on the misinformation and everything? Let's look at New York. Okay. Let's look at New York. New York has bail reform. New York has a DA, sort of like Gascon, a Sorosian DA, as I call them, where they choose and don't really prosecute. They've changed the way that works. So if somebody actually does get arrested, they're going to be getting out because of bail reform. Then you've had a cutback on the police.
Right.
Despite Eric Adams and anything he wants to do, they did cut, $1.5 billion out of their budget. I don't know if they rebudgeted that money or not. I do know that their new gun unit that they put out there, 18 of the 25 people that they arrested got turned right out in bail with bail reform. You've got a guy, for example, that followed a girl into her apartment, Christina Unilee. I don't know how she felt about guns, but how she might have felt differently about them in her last moments of her life, because she was one of those follow-home murders. Then you got a guy, and he was out. He should have been on the street. Then you got that guy that just shot everybody, or he shot two or three people the other day with a quote-unquote ghost gun, who they had arrested twice for having ghost gun parts, and still he was out running around, and now they're like, oh, he's probably dangerous. And with all that going on, with all those things going on, you can't defend yourself. And as a matter of fact, you'll get in more trouble probably than a real criminal will if you used a weapon to defend yourself and you didn't have the permission of the state. How much longer in these blue cities do you think this will continue?
Well, I really am holding out a lot of on the New York state rifle case before the Supremes right now, because that will kill a lot of this gate issue crap where whether or not you can defend yourself is up to the whims of a public official. I mean, read the, some of these examples that they cite in there are incredible. Not only in New York City, to even be considered for a concealed firearm permit, not only do you have to be rich or have or be famous or both, but some of the questions that they're asking, I mean, you have to have a direct threat to your safety and your security. You know, before, a lot of states were, well, do they handle money? Are they a jeweler? Are they making bank deposits with cash late at night? But in New York, you have to have a direct threat to your physical safety that law enforcement can't solve. And you pretty much have to have law enforcement willing to say, yeah, they've got a threat that we can't fix. So I think once this case goes, and according to Mr. Gottlieb, who's much better and more accurate at monitoring and predicting what the Supremes will do than I ever will be, it's a question, it's not a question of whether or not we win, it's a question of how big the win will be. So if that win kills this May issue crap and takes and everybody gets a level playing field, you're going to see these people filing for gun permits, for concealed carry permits by the millions. I mean, look at all these major cities, Chicago, New York, Baltimore, L.A., they're going to explode. Their department explode, and people are going to unarm themselves. That will end a lot of this crap, especially in New York.
You know, the other thing that, and I don't know if the we got to do something that we haven't been doing up to this point. You know, the abortion crowd, they're ready to go to war. Over yeah. What might happen with Roe versus Wade, and because it's the law of the land. Well, the Heller-McDonald decisions have been out there for quite some time, and the Republicans have allowed this to happen, and the feds have allowed this to happen. Certain states that get out there, then they decide at this point after Heller-McDonald, then all of a sudden the Constitution is very important. 10th Amendment, right?
Right.
And you're not, we're not applying the law of the land. And, I look at that, and I just, the other thing I wonder about sometimes is when are we going to look at this and actually take this seriously and try to play to win? I know that with some gun rights organizations that they are making money off of the constant threat.
Very, very true. And it brings up one of my pet peeves, you know, what are they in it for? Are they in it to win it, or are they in it to profit off of it? I mean, it doesn't take much to look at who's doing what nowadays. The Second Amendment Foundation has active litigation in 35 states. Some of those states have multiple lawsuits going on. Let that be your gauge when you evaluate other organizations. I'm not going to say who's good and who's bad, but if you're looking to donate some of your hard-earned dollars, look and see what your group actually does. Okay, how do they use their money? How much are they using? How much are they spending on lobbying? How much are they spending on litigation and lobbying versus how much are they spending on internal lawsuits that they're defending?
I figured out a way to become famous instantly.
Okay.
Next time somebody else is doing something, I'm going to file an amicus brief supporting what the other person is doing. See, and that I think that see the difference is that an amicus brief to me, and there, I don't have anything wrong with them. I'm sure that actually shores up the case, or at least lends a little bit to it. But there's a big difference between going out there and showing up first and filing in court and saying this is wrong, this is unconstitutional. We are suing you about this. This needs to be enjoined. It needs to be wiped. Whatever it is, we're here, and we're not leaving until we get done. And it's quite another thing for somebody else to see that happen, look at that, and go, "Me too."
Yeah,
we're here. Yeah. We're here in spirit. We support you in spirit. We're not going to support you materially. We're not going to support you financially. But we're here. We're here. Doggone it. And when like what you were just saying, look at what your organizations are doing, and then go. Give accordingly.
Exactly. Tithe appropriately.
Yep. So, some of this stuff, when I look at this, it just kills me. But we're about to head into the next break. Now, when we get back, I saw some data today. And this will be going back to the voters. I'm very eagerly awaiting to see what happens with the Supreme Court case. But I wonder if America, at least in my lifetime, but you're younger than me, so you'll go a little further. If America in my lifetime is ever going to wake up, and I want to throw some figures at you that you probably already know, but I'm just going to, I'll bring them up so that you can already know them and then get your comment from them. If for those of you that want to go to armedamericannews.org, this is a pretty good article. Woke ACLU now ignoring both First and Second Amendment violations. And this is a very keen analytical mind looking at something that is going on right now and breaking it down into components that if it's read, then it's understood. And that's where this whole genesis of becoming an activist is. If you understand what's going on around you, and you get mad enough, that's when you start becoming an activist. And that's what we need within the Second Amendment. And if we had that, we would be a very conservative nation. But check out armedamericannews.org. Look at the first article there. We'll be right back with more from Lee Williams, the gun writer, the investigative reporter. This is Lock and Load.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health-giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. Talking to Lee Williams from everywhere. That's what you need to just put on your business card. Everywhere. Lee Williams from everywhere. Gun guy from everywhere. I write. The pen is mightier than the sword, but not mightier than the AR. From everywhere. Did you see Stephen Gutkowski's article in the Reload about the concentration of violence in the United States?
I did not. I usually read him. Unfortunately, kind of checked out yesterday.
Well, hey, that you got to do that from time to time. I do it too. Right now, Mark Walters is doing it. You know that, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's celebrating his 60th birthday. He's hanging out with R.W. A.W.R. Hawkins, and I got a new tattoo today, and he congratulated me for it. So I'm not going to say what kind of state of mind you got to be in to congratulate someone for getting a tattoo. All I did was finance it. All I did was pay for it. But he celebrated his birthday. I did not do it myself. I drove myself. I walked in. Anyway. In Mr. Gutkowski's article, he looks at the top 20 most violent cities in there, and what he finds, the interesting point about it, even in the red states where these cities are, all of them are all run, 18 out of the 20 are run by Democrats. One's run by a Republican, one's run by an independent. The two that are not run by Democrats, Tulsa, Oklahoma, Republican, Las Vegas, independent. Everybody else is a Democrat. Are we going to have to look at these areas where apparently the electorate, maybe they're too apathetic, maybe they're too sold, maybe they're just, I don't know what it is, maybe they're just ignorant, I don't know what it is, but when they keep reelecting these people and then have this kind of violence happening to them on a regular basis, are we going to have to at some point just look at them and say, we wish you well, good luck, and move our resources elsewhere? What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, look at Chicago. Illinois is a red state with low crime if you took Chicago out of the mix. And all of their stats are skewed and jacked by it because they have Chicago there. I've written these places off, brother. I mean, I grew up in Minneapolis or south of Minneapolis. Chicago has been a fun city for me, especially in my young and crazy years. I wouldn't go there nowadays on a bet. Same with Baltimore. I mean, you can go to the Inner Harbor. But if you stray out of there, you're risking some serious injuries or being robbed or what have you. I think, you know, I wish I had the magic bullet. But in a lot of these cities, Chicago especially, you've got these Democratic administrations that have tied the hands of their police department. I mean, Chicago, there's more than 100,000 gang members living there, documented gang members. Chicago has a very good and very old gang unit. It started by when they were chasing around this guy named Al Capone, and it hasn't really stopped since. They know who the bad guys are, but Lori Lightfoot won't take the reins off her police and let them go after these guys like they want to do. So as long as that is going to be allowed to continue to happen, the killings are going to ramp up, and everybody who can is going to leave. I mean, we're seeing a lot of people moving out of these cities. Don't, you know, you're welcome to come to Florida, leave your politics there within the Illinois state line. But yeah, I think you're right. I really don't, I mean, it's sad to see, especially when these criminals can't shoot and they're killing these children intentionally or accidentally, still feloniously. Yeah, I think most of us are just ready to say, you know what, if you want to do that, just keep it there, and we'll make our lives secure. As selfish as that sounds, you know, it doesn't affect me here in Sarasota.
Well, I mean, and here's the other thing, especially in this world that we live in right now. We got the Democrats that want to go to war and burn everything down, which, okay, that's fine. That doesn't really mean anything because they would just get squashed, except in certain places. But these same certain places where they wouldn't get squashed are the same places where everybody else is getting squashed. Now, we're currently existing in a place where Putin can't get what he wants, and we're probably in a position more so than ever when I was stationed over there in the 80s, I'm almost certain we never were this close to a possible nuclear exchange of some sort. And I'm not so much worried about Putin trying to strike us, but if he starts doing it, then what's to stop North Korea from popping an EMP?
Yeah. Well, you know, thank you for safeguarding the Fulda Gap, by the way. They never did come through it. I'm totally agree. I don't think we've ever been this close either. I mean, you look at the authority to release a tactical battlefield-type low-yield nuke, as if any nuke could be considered low-yield. I mean, Soviet and now Russian doctrine does not require the commander-in-chief, which would be Putin, to sign off on that. That could actually be popped by a battlefield commander. And I think it's probably going to happen with Putin's approval. That is, of course, if he does wake up from his soon cancer surgery, which is coming soon. Let's hope.
Well, I mean, the reason I point this out is in these cities, like in New York, if the lights go out in New York, we'll never hear from the good people again.
No, no. No, it's Escape from New York. I mean, Nate Plissken.
And that's every major city here in the United States. If your power goes out, you become a death zone. You got what do you think? There's probably 2 days worth of food on anybody's shelves at any given time, and once you get that, then after you get that, it becomes a matter of the haves versus the have-nots. And it, in the beginning, maybe it'll be somewhat civil and everything else, but I mean, in Sarasota, like here in the upstate of South Carolina, it will be very civil because there'll be a bunch of armed people walking around.
Yeah, and most of us have good hurricane kits, or most of us have more, and we're able to survive for weeks, if not months, without any outside assistance.
Yep. So, I mean, in the major cities, it will become, in the beginning, it'll be the haves versus the have-nots, and then it'll be the survivors versus the survivors, and then I don't know what happens after the one half of the survivors eats the other half. I guess they'll start whittling themselves down until they're gone. But, I mean, in the interim, they support regimes that are cutting back on their cops. They're letting people out there. They're decriminalizing crime. They're letting criminals back on the street. And you can't get a gun to defend yourself.
Yeah.
I am stunned. And sometimes when you're talking about the Fulda Gap, when I sit back and realize that I was part of a thing that made this kind of what we have today, we defended the country well during the Cold War. We never had to fire a shot. And we've become sort of soft. And despite everything else, that, you know, the sandbox and everything else, China, Russia, everybody else, they've been watching us for the last 20 years. They know. They know what we got. And we're not replenishing all the stuff we're sending to the Ukraine. It's just crazy. It's a crazy time. Absolutely.
Couldn't agree more. Could not
agree more.
Absolutely
crazy time. You need to go find somebody that likes him and get him to loan you a Shadow Systems. Go shoot.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, getting John Farnham out of a Glock is, it's akin to, you know, Colonel Sanders saying, you know, I think I'd rather make burgers. Which, you know, that's actually how Wendy's was founded, but that's beside the point. Dave Thomas worked for Colonel Sanders, but that's all beside the point. A little trivia that means nothing and is worthless. For those of you that want to follow Lee, well, you know what? You tell everybody how to find you.
You can go to armedamericannews.com or .org. You can go to thegunwriter.substack.com, or you can go to Second Amendment Foundation, SAF.org. Everything I do is published on all three sites, and there's a few other sites that, for one weird reason or another, tend to pick it up.
One thing I want to point out is that Lee is so light on his feet that we didn't talk about anything he wrote today. So I appreciate you taking the time to join me today. It is always a stimulating conversation.
Always a pleasure. Thank you.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Coming up next, hour number two, we're going to be joined by Paloma Capanna, attorney at law. We're going to find out the latest on the January 6th stuff. There's a few things that have developed. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
There's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confidence that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.